Sunnyside, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, George.
Welcome.
This is Oladipo speaking.
Okay.
From Orile Gomu.
We're happy to have you. Why do mothers hate their children?
Now, one of the reasons is because these children, most of them, they listen to an external voice that makes them to misbehave. You see, another problem we are having is technology has also added to this issue. What some of them watch and what they see is not because parents want to hate their children. When the parents is telling you this is the road, go through this road, they want to choose their own route. And at the end of the day, it looks as if the parents hate their children. Joyce, I've seen a situation where a man was rich and the first son was misbehaving. This man called his family meeting and told the first son, before everybody, that his first son is not part of his will. And he said his first son should name whatever he wants. Now, and at the end of the day, this young man turned around a new leaf. So the father that looks like he hates sin, he now realizes that the father loves him. So it is not really that these parents, I can't imagine me now. See, my mother is still alive and she's my best friend till tomorrow. So thank you and God bless
you. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hold on, I think I have Ife. Ife's here. Can I have her, please? Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm glad to have you here. I'm so glad this conversation is happening. Hello, good afternoon, lady. I'm happy to have you here. But you're going to have to speak up, all right? So we need to hear you. That would be appreciated.
All right, thank you. This thank you for this program. I've been trying to call since last week. Emotionally, I've not been... You know, I've been trying, struggling not to call, thinking not to call or not to call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something happened 3 years back.
Yeah. Honey, you have about a minute. So if it's not enough, you're going to hold on. Let me go off on a break. Is that okay? Or would you call back?
Okay. I'll call. Let me call back.
Okay. I think calling back so I don't interrupt you. Thank you very much. Okay. So let me say this. One day, I was having a conversation with my mother and I told her all the things I didn't like about the way herself and my father did parenting. And she said something to me, and I want to share it with you. While I was complaining to her, she said to me, look, I've done the best that I can. Now you're in life, you're breathing, you have a head, you're making your decisions. If I didn't do something good enough, then here is your turn, then you do it. I can never forget that. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I was trying to explain something to you before the break. 4 more minutes before touchdown, 2 p.m. on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. So I was telling you that I was complaining to my mother about the things I didn't like about their parenting. I think the way I'm fashioned, I'm not fashioned for a hard life. So I was complaining to her, and then she threw right. Well. So this is what she said to me. She says, look, I've done the best that I can. This is what we could do for you. This was all we could afford. We did this. We did that. Anything you don't like here, you have the responsibility to now go ahead in life and do it. So you change it. If there's something that's in life you don't like, you change it. You have a responsibility to yourself now in life to do that. Because she said to me, so wait, if you keep complaining about something I didn't do, something your father didn't do, and then I get punished for it. So let's assume you complain and then they put me in prison. So what? You stop breathing? Would you die? Aren't you going to continue living your life? Or are you going to move on in life? And for every point in your life where you are supposed to, any point in your life you get confronted, you say, well, you know, I'm a fool because my parents didn't lead me right. I'm an idiot because my parents didn't send me to Harvard. Well, you know what? The reason I'm such a mess is because my parents failed. And you know what? I have failed myself too. When she said that to me, then I realized, well, if you don't like it, then you change it. If it's something that's not right, then you fix it. So what you're going to do, sit around and nag about it? Well, no. I mean, you do something about it. That's a responsibility to yourself. And I never complain about anything. And I think my tears is that young people... So really, this is really why society is damaged. People are not going to be responsible. They're going to blame their parents for it. And their parents also are a product of conditions that they couldn't do anything about, whether out of the fear of social judgment or the fact that they had their hands tied behind their back. They couldn't fix it. Now they have kids. Now the kids are looking to their parents who have partly failed or maybe totally failed. And here they are. And they're not going to take responsibility to pick up their lives and do what they must do. And you're not going to live so long. You're not going to have forever to fix that which is broken, to correct yourself, to mend your ways. You're not going to always have that. You don't know that you're even going to be alive tomorrow. You don't know that. So maybe what you must do, you live as though today is your last. So you do everything that you can. Everything that you can. Everything. There's nobody to blame. The moment you come of age, there's really nobody to blame anymore. I can't blame my mother for nothing. I can't blame my father for nothing. I'm here now. I must be accountable. This is the responsibility of life. This is it. You want to be a fool? There's nobody you can blame for that. And when your life is a mess because of that, well, you can't blame your mother in the grave. We're due for the headlines, top of the hour. And as much as I want to change this topic, I really want to talk about it. So we're going to continue. And hopefully you can make a decision to make a better decision. This is the life. What did you think it was? This is it. We'll be right back. Look, I understand how hard life can be. I really understand it. But if you're young like me and you're listening, there's nobody to blame. Look, I'm sorry you got raped. I'm so sorry. And we're really going to try to get justice for you. But you're going to have to pick up your life. But you cannot. I mean, here you have the option to be a victim or pick up your life. And you must choose. Indecision is also a choice. You're going to have to. Well, your mother wasn't there. Well, yeah, I get it. Okay, you know what? I don't. My mother was there. So maybe I really don't understand what it means for your mother not to be there. But you're going to wake up. And you're going to make a choice about who you're going to be. Are you going to be a woman who's there? Are you going to be a man? Your father wasn't there. Yeah, I get it. So, but you're going to have to choose. Like, would you be the one who's not there? When your life is a fumble and an utter work of errors, there's nobody to blame. Nobody. You're going to... Look, if you fail, it's on you. And that's the best straightforward way I can put it. If you fail, it's on you. On you. They didn't send you to overseas, on you. They didn't. It's on you. It's on you. It's what it is. So maybe that's the responsibility of coming into life and having the choice to choose. So here you have it, life and death in front of you, regardless of what you've been through, you're going to choose. And guess what? When you fail... You're going to make the failing... Look, your mother failed, yeah? Okay. Or your father failed. And then you fail. The problem with you failing is you could have been the end of a circle of failures. But if you blame... If you say, oh, you know, my father failed and my mother failed, and then you fail, then everything connected to you would in some way fail. Directly or indirectly, they're going to fail. So you're going to limit your son's chances of success. You're going to limit your daughter's chances of success. Yes, that's what you're going to do, because what that means is that you haven't structured yourself in a manner that gives you a survival chance and gives everything coming after you a chance to survive. Maybe even win. I don't know, this afternoon, I think my heart's just going out to people who are like me. There are a lot of things that happen in this world and I don't like it. And it's humans, and maybe for me specifically, it's our generation that I'm concerned about. Because if you fail to comprehend your capacity for both good and evil, then what would happen is you would be a channel, you would be an actual pipeline for evil. And you can't blame anybody for that. You'd actually be a channel for evil. You'd be an open door to the floodgates of hell. That's why I tease you about praying. I'm like, what are you praying for if you are still going to remain the same defeated human being you are? Maybe it takes a little bit of grace to overcome defeat, and then you pray about it. But then after you've prayed, you get up, you pick up your cross, and you follow. All right, I think I found some courage to stop crying. That took a minute, though. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Why do mothers and children, you see, you have to be careful so that... Look, I understand some parents can be difficult. My parents were a little difficult themselves. But you see, children, you have to be careful so that your parents don't lay a curse on you. And I think that was the first thing that made me cry, that you are going to choose to be so difficult that you would actually devolve into foolishness and land on the heads of evil. And your parents will be so hurt, their spirit is broken, and they lay a curse on you. So I'm hoping that you can avoid that, that you can find common ground with your parents so that it's well with you. That. So it's well with you. All right. Back to the show. 0700-993-993-993. I have Esther from Lekki. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Ah, thank goodness. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, lady. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Go ahead.
This is a very emotional question. Why mothers hate their children?
I wasn't even ready for the question myself. I want to go home.
Oh, it's very emotional. But thank God you are bringing this hope. Actually, I'm from a family of you have six girls and a boy. So we lost our mom in 99 or so. She was about 38 or 40 when she died. And I noticed that our first daughter, that was the firstborn, you know, she was never seeing anything good about her. You know, every other thing would be bad report. Then one day I asked the second daughter that, okay, what really happened? Can you please explain? And she said, no, don't mind her, because I happen to be the youngest of these six girls. She said, don't mind that. She will never listen. She will not do this. She will not do that. You know, so most of the time when children complain, believe me, and I, my father's soul rest in peace. You know, this man did so many things for me. At least he helped. He didn't. I think the major problem we are having right now is the way our parents communicate with us.
Okay.
Sincerely,
yeah.
Most times, believe me, most times when you want a child to listen to you, I think they need to listen first.
Okay.
Ask their way and let them feel like you want to play their own game. Then you know a way of getting in and then putting in your own ways.
Yeah.
That was what my dad did that really helped me. I'm the last daughter, but he really helped me before he passed on.
Yeah.
He helped me with that. He would pretend as if he wants to listen to me.
Yeah.
And he's going to put his own game. He wants to put his own, but he would first of all fall for me. Then at the end of the day, I then do what he wants me to do.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they should play that way. It might actually work. They should play that way.
Okay.
They should play that way, the listening way. Not, I want you to do this. They should act the listening way, but then they want to put in their own first.
Yeah.
It will work that way. It works for me.
Okay. So your mother doesn't hate you. You don't hate your mother.
No, I don't have anything. Even my father. For my first, our first daughter complained a lot.
Yeah.
But for me, it was different because my father took the other approach. He didn't follow my mother's own.
Yeah.
He did not follow his own. So I think the other way was what was for my father. And he used it for me when he was alive. And it really helped me.
Yeah.
He would play the game, the listening game. He would always play the listening game. And it was a lie.
Yeah, okay.
He never listened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was fooled anyway, but it's working for me. I liked it.
All right.
It worked for me.
I'm glad it worked for you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Bless your heart. I have Fola from Aja. Hello, good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to radio.
Yeah, Joyce.
We're happy to have you here. Good afternoon. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I think I have just one question. Because sure. What I notice is this. We children want to do things our own way. We want to do it our own way. That our own way, is it the right way?
Yeah. So I think that's a question that people find difficult to answer. Like, so what is right?
I'm 50 and a half now.
Yeah.
I have all boys. Since I was born, and now that I'm old, there is nothing my mother told me that has not come back to play.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
And she says, don't do this, don't do this. If you do this, this is this, and this is that. No, I'm beautiful. Every single thing that woman says, she died at the age of 68. Everything happens to be true. They came back to play. And the same thing I'm telling my children too. When I remember, I will laugh. Sometimes I feel like crying. But I just thank God that sometimes I listen to her. Yes, I happen to be a little bit difficult of a child. You understand?
Yeah.
But I thank God that I listened to the woman. And I did not throw everything away. I held them to my hands. I might not do it as at that time, but I came.
Hello. Hello.
You understand?
Yeah.
But I cannot download to my children and tell them, do it this way. If you go this way, this is how it will turn out. Why is it that the children want to do it their own way? That way, is it the right way?
So, but have you tried to even understand where they are coming from? Because, you know, times are changing, and what was back in the day is almost non-existent these days. So,
you should forget this whole thing. Like somebody said, I don't want to mention any name. He said some people are attracted to male. So if my child comes and tells me that, mommy, I'm attracted to a male, will I agree to it?
Yeah, that.
God bless you, Joyce. Thank you, God bless you.
Oh, wow. The sunny side. Hello, Joyce. Have you thought about it from the angle children of rape prove who are product of rape? Do they find it easy to get love from their mom? Remember Rwanda genocide and stories about hate from mother to children. Also, if marital rape, don't you think mothers might find it difficult to love such a child who is a product of rape? Yeah. And you see, it's interesting when I tell you that I'm not your therapist, but I cannot ignore these realities because these are the things that are fundamental to the building of any human. And when it's broken, there is no question why a person is damaged. These are the things that damage people psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and all these things. Well, look, I'm happy that we can talk about this. And I'm hoping that you can, when the sunny side is over, particularly on the other side of the sun, you can sit back and think about it and ask yourself, what can you do better? And then you try again. Son or parent, daughter or parent, you try again. Let's talk to more people. I have Ekene from Ikoyi. Hello, Ekene. Welcome to the sunny side, your Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, you are doing a good job.
We're happy to have you here. Thank you very much.
Madam, please, only solution I've seen there, because mother complained, they hate their children complain, they hate their mother. Mm-hmm. You know, the only solution there, because Bible makes us to understand that we should train up a child in the way he should go. When he or she is old, he will never depart from it. The mistake we are making, we fail as a parent to train the child when the child was infant. Because when child grew to from ten upward, it is very difficult to control that child.
Yeah.
So my advice for we parents, we should try. I know God can do all things. That we should not take responsibility always to give God. We should walk our own path and leave the rest to God.
Yeah.
Our own path is, if we can nurture our child, because when you are using a left hand, when you are a kid, when you are mature, like 15 or 16, it's very difficult for you to use right hand to eat. It's very, very difficult. That is what the problem causing all these things, causing all this problem. So, please, let us retrain our ways of training our children Not that we don't love them. We love them, but let us begin at the grassroots. That is the only way. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to quickly go to WhatsApp. Some parents have unresolved childhood issues and pass that on to their children. This manifests in different ways. Some of them have closed and a mentality that you dare not question. That's true. Time has moved on and parents need to make a conscious effort to understand their children. They should stop being judgmental or worrying about what people will say and learn their child. Are you okay, Joy? Sending you a virtual hug. I'm actually very okay. It's that maybe I shouldn't have touched this emotional conversation. It's too emotional. Hello, the Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce and you're anonymous. It's fine. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. We're not talking about parents that guide their children, that tell their children, that put their children through the right way. Okay? There are some difficult situations, emotional situations. It's not don't go there, don't go out in the night, giving time to come back, all those moral stuff. It's not that. There are deeper things that happen between parents and children that cause harm.
Yeah, so we're hoping to... Can you articulate one? Because hopefully parent is listening.
What I'm trying to say is that a few years ago, something happened that almost made me want to hit my mother. In fact, I displayed the act of hatred when she was around me because of the attitude what she did, and she didn't see it as anything. I had a role to play on it also. I'm equally made my own mistake. I pleaded for it. When I in school, I came to live with my uncle. So many things happened emotionally to me that I was down for years. I was emotionally drained for years and alone, and nobody understood me. There are some parents that I don't know if I'll say they are selfish. Maybe once you are of maybe 18, 19, you are expected to be on your own and bring money home, either get married, maybe after secondary school, get married, as a young lady. Some even watch ourselves after secondary school. And then if somebody has to train you in university, it should be maybe a boyfriend. Some parents have that mentality of maybe you have a boyfriend that can train you in school and maybe have, just be on your own. I was on my own. I was totally on my own. Yeah. I came to live with an uncle who abused me, And he went and tarnished my name, and nobody, only my grandmom stood by me. Only my grandmom believed me and my younger brother. They said, my grandma said she lived with me for so many years. She knows what I can do and what I cannot do. So she believed me. She trusted me. And then my parents were like, because I left them when I was very small to live with my grandma. They were like, they didn't know what happened. My uncle went to the village. The things he said about me, he was the one that abused me. But he probably was afraid I was going to tell my parents. I didn't say anything. I didn't say jack to anybody.
Yeah.
But because of that fear, he went home and tarnished my image. In the whole people from the village were calling me, asking me, are you doing this? Are you a halot in Lagos? My uncle, Joyce, it was so bad. But eventually, I was living with somebody else in Lagos here, and I got admission in Lasuete. I got admission, and then my uncle's wife was tired of me staying. She asked me to leave. I just gained admission then.
Yeah.
So during this whole drama, I met the guy I'm married to now, and he's of this tribe, So, thank God he's a good guy. I got pregnant for him while I was in school. And we both agreed that we're not going to get married, He was going to take responsibility. Thank God for his mom, who is a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
So they took care of me, and I gave birth to the child while I was going to school. My parents ignored me. Although my mom said if they were not coming home to pay the bride price, that they are not going to, she's not going to come, she's not going to. So they left me with them but thank God that they took care of me and all that. And thank God we are married today. But even when I go home, my mom now developed this, attitude. She was even calling me to come back home. This person is asking my hand in marriage. That one is asking my hand in marriage. Trying to impose some certain, people to me.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, when she eventually came to my place after so many years, I think after 8 years of being with my husband, because we eventually went to do the traditional marriage and all that after some years.
Then she came. That's when she agreed to come. After the traditional marriage, she said, then she can come.
Yeah.
Then nobody knew where I was in Lagos. Nobody knew where I was. For that 8 years, they didn't know and they didn't care to know.
Yeah.
You understand? So when she came, I displayed hatred. You know, I was not treating her bad. I was giving her food, buying her what she wants, but I can't stay where she is. If she's sitting, if she come inside, I go outside. If she come outside, wow. I go inside. I don't want to sit around her. I don't want to. And so she was... You know, there was this kind of expectation that my husband is going to maltreat me, I'll come back to them. It was an expecting thing to happen, like something is going to happen to me and then I'll run back to them. You know, that's, they were even saying it, you know, display that when it's bad for you, you will come. And I know the kind of person she is, it's very demanding.
So,
Joyce, this is what I'm
saying. But you don't hate, do you still hate her?
No, it was so painful for me to be experiencing such things. It was so painful for me to be displaying such.
Yeah, because hate also destroys the one who carries this hate. Yeah.
Yes, my husband noticed it and told me, no, I should not be doing that. I should not be. He was talking, my husband was helping me. Well, he understood because it was painful for him too, that what kind of parents are these? Why are they so, you know, not that, assuming, I'm not saying that it's their fault that they could not afford to, you know, send you to school. I was struggling on my own. One thing led to another. You know, so many kids go through tough time trying to fend for themselves.
But you don't hate her. You don't hate her. You don't hate your mom. You don't hate your dad. And she doesn't hate you. Does your mom hate you? Now?
No. Guys, what I'm trying to say is that this thing, if I didn't control myself, I would have hated her.
Yeah. Actually, you would have.
I would have hated her, but I tried to discipline myself and tell myself, no, this is her level of understanding. This is out of ignorance.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for my husband, who is a wonderful man, helped me through all this trauma.
You said that like 4 times. I believe you.
See, if ladies meet a bad person as a partner, if a man or woman goes through this tough time and meet a partner that is that bad,
I agree.
It's going to turn out to be very, very...
So basically what you're saying, when evil touches the human soul, it alters the psychology of the person. You're actually very right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm glad that you bit hatred. You bit that spirit. And that's a beautiful... That's a win for you. Thank you very much.
I want people to understand that it is not... We're not talking about moral... When your children grow up, when you give them moral education and train them well, when they grow up, they will understand. This is not what we are talking about. We're talking about the emotional thing. Things that, you know, there are some factors, there are some things that just make parents to hate their children, you know, or make children to hate their mom. Things that are deeper than you are telling, scolding your child, don't do this, don't do that, they are being stubborn. When they grow up, they will know the truth. It's just a basic fact. Find a way to relate with them. Well, when they grow up, they'll eventually find out that, my mom was right. They will eventually know.
Thank you.
I have 4 kids now, so...
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I want to read a quick message here from WhatsApp. Hi, Joyce. These stories are very emotional for me. I am not a victim and I pray never to get to experience such. I would someday anchor organizations to fight for the rights of the community, to be for the needy and to stand for the dejected. So God help us all. Michael from Ijebuode. My sister has always been a thorn on my parents' flesh. Same attitude of being stubborn, but God help us change her. Joyce, you should be strong on radio. Thank you. Okay, so I have 2 minutes and I can't give it to anybody because I think that would not be enough. So let me take it. I have something to say. When you say, I don't know what you mean. I'm assuming that based on your social conditioning, you suppose that somebody who cries is weak. When you say, oh, be strong on, you should be strong on radio. You suppose that if I'm not crying, then I am strong. But if I cry, I am weak. That's a mess of an education. That's wrong information. So if you have, for example, have you heard music? Have you heard music that makes you cry? Yeah. There's a level of pleasure that you would need courage to absorb. There's some things, it's like, say, there's a level of pain that you can come in contact with and you'll pass out, for example, because it almost transcends your human capacity, yeah? So tears does not say weakness. It's falsehood for somebody to be moved emotionally and cry and you suppose that they're weak. That is wrong education. You can listen to music and it makes you cry. You can look at art that moves you to tears. You can look at theater. For, you know, you go to theater, you see someone display something and it moves you to tears. You can hear truth and truth touches your spirit and it moves you to tears, you... What else can... Anything that is that pure, that strong. So real quick before I go, psychologists, what they call PTSD, post-traumatic stress, this is how psychologists put it. They say when evil touches the soul, it alters the human psychology. So basically what they scientifically refer to as PTSD is evil touching the human soul, so that if something out of this world touches you, it can move you. And tears, or when you see tears, it doesn't mean weakness. So I'm not weak because I'm crying in front of you. No. So I hope we can correct that. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, welcome to the Sunny Side. And I thought I needed to say this, and you can check it to be true, that emotions are the language of the spirit. The way words are the language of the body. See, words are the expression of the physical body. Emotions are the expression of the human spirit. So to not have emotion, for example, so that's why when you look at a machine, for example, it has no emotions, yeah? Yeah, because there is no spirit in there. So there is no language. And it is probably one of the greatest disservice the society has done on the consciousness of the male man is that he has been told to not show emotions. And what society has done is that they have made the showing of emotion appear to be something weak. I can't tell. We need to have a conversation about that. So know that I'm crying is not weakness. It's a language of the spirit. So I'm hearing something and my spirit is listening as well. And my spirit is moved. And if your spirit hears something as well, you get an emotion about it. And then your spirit is moved. It's not weakness. It's language. It's expression. Yeah. And you can check that to be true. I have a message here from, before we bring on Doctor. He says, Joyce, please, this program is very important. Please continue with it. Children of these days are frustrating parents seriously. My mother never hated my elder brother who used to trouble her. Instead, she likes him more than any of us. Now my brother who used to make my mother cry has two sons who are really troubling him. He hated them, but told to keep praying for them that they are doing exactly what he did to my mom. One change, but the other is not ready to change. Their mother is not my brother. Their mother is not with my brother again. She is pushing against my brother. It will be fine by God's grace. Joyce, don't worry. Hopefully we can get to understand the language of the human spirit, that emotions are the language of the human spirit. Final, Joyce, thank you very much for this show. I have found it to be very moving and also very introspective. I will look into my life and find ways by which I can make personal changes. Thank you very much. God bless you and Nigeria Info. God bless you too. And the doctor is here. He's going to try after me to save the world. My name is Joyce Onyemawa on Twitter and I, Joyce Onyemawa on Instagram. We'll be right back with Dr. Fred.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria.